You can't walk around with a mental and emotional limp and think that you're somehow going to change the world and change your circumstances for yourself and your family. You're not. You're never going to be a fucking role model to no one when you're mentally and emotionally limping around.
Welcome to the Bedros Koulian Show.
Back when Q was rolling with Lorenzo and a Benzo, I was banging with a gang of instrumentals.
Hey friends, welcome to the Bedros Koulian Show. My name is Bedros Koulian, and we've got a great episode in store for you today. But first, I want to thank all of you on Spotify and iTunes. Listen, you guys are giving us tons of amazing reviews, and I want to thank you for that, because each time you leave a review, each time you give feedback, you help us reach more men with this message of inspiration, impact, and self-mastery. And you and I together are going to change the world. I'm telling you, I'm convinced of this. Like, we're not going to replace the president and think that the world's going to change. We are going to change every man on this planet. And then as a virtue of that, we're going to have an amazing planet, an amazing country, great communities, great families. But first, it all starts off with me thanking you and showing gratitude, because if you didn't share these episodes, if you didn't leave your reviews and the five stars and all that, it wouldn't have happened like this, right? More eyeballs and ears would not be exposed to the Bedros Koulian Show. So if you haven't left a review, if I add any value to your world, if I'm able to inspire you and move you towards the 2.0 version of yourself, if I can humbly ask you to please leave me a review on Spotify and iTunes so that we can reach more people. And all of you awesome human beings on YouTube, thank you so much. You guys continue to grow the subscribership. You guys continue to share. I love all the comments, so leave me all the comments you can, good, bad, and the ugly, and all the weird ones too in that comment section. I try and read them all and I try and respond to them all, even if it takes me a few days to do it after every episode drops. So the topic of today is something very special, and it is something that has helped me become the 2.0 version of myself. I always like to think about optimizing myself, right? Even though I'm not an athlete, like I work out, but I've never really seen myself as an athlete. I never played any sports in high school, went to college for 32 days and then dropped out of junior college. So not really a collegiate athlete, but I always worked out and I enjoyed working out. And I realized years later that when you exercise consistently, you change your body, you build muscle, you stay lean, you're able to put yourself through hard workouts and delay the gratification. Instead of eating a fucking jelly donut and slapping your fat gelatinous titties around, you actually go to the gym, you do some dumbbell presses, some cable flies, some push-ups and burpees, and you actually build pecs instead of titties. That is a precursor to the successful man that I became, right? Because the consistency of working out right, of doing it even when I didn't feel like it, of pushing myself through tough workouts, led to building the body that I was proud of, having the confidence that I stacked wins over months and years. And if I could do that, if I could transform my fat little gelatinous body that I was as a high school kid into a jacked, awesome human being that I am, well, then maybe I could do something else great as well. And so I always see myself as, what can I do to optimize myself more, right? So even though I'm an entrepreneur, I see myself as an athlete. And make no mistake about it, an athlete always tries to stay in an optimized state, right? Optimized state in their training, in their nutrition, in their mindset, and their surroundings, and their sleep and recovery, because if that athlete can stay optimized, there's a greater chance of winning the prize during that competitive time in his life. So with that said, I want to share with you five areas that you can optimize, that I've optimized in my life, that have made a massive difference in my income, impact, and really in my inspiration, the ability to inspire people. Because make no mistake about it, as men, we want to leave a legacy. We want to be able to help drive change in the world. We want to know that there's something significant that I've been able to contribute to, other than just being a liability and consuming content and consuming food and just kind of drifting through life, as Napoleon Hill says, right? I want to have definitiveness of purpose. I want to know that when I put my head down to that final resting place when I'm 100 years old and I'm going to pass away, that I could pass away with a smile, knowing that I've loved, that I've inspired, that I've optimized myself, and that when I go to heaven and I meet the idealized version of myself, that guy's my twin and not someone I don't recognize. And so with that said, let's kick off this episode. So the five areas that I want to talk to you about are this, but first I'm going to tell you about the 1.0 version of me, the version of me that did not embrace any of this stuff. See, the 1.0 version of me was very erratic, meaning I knew that I had something coming up in the morning that I should be alert and awake for, but I enjoyed staying awake late at night, 11:30, 12 o'clock, 1, sometimes 2 in the morning, binge watching whatever I was watching. But then I would show up to a meeting late in the morning, unprepared, and if it was a sale, I remember this one particular time, there was a sale to be made, and I completely botched up the sale. I showed up with no energy, no enthusiasm. You could tell that I was unprepared, and they completely disengaged. It was four people sitting across from me making a buying decision of $40,000, and that sale would have given me $4,000 in commission, right? This is when I was doing sales. And I botched it up simply because I didn't prepare, and I showed up tired, and I showed up a few minutes late. And so that is the crop duster version of me. There's probably that version of you. Maybe you're that 1.0 version now. Maybe you're in your transition somewhere between 1.0 and 2.0. I don't know. But what I can tell you is, no matter what you're doing in life, if you have a career, if you have a business, if you aspire to impact and influence and make a lot of income, you've got to treat yourself like an athlete. And I believe that when you optimize in these five areas I'm going to share with you, you will achieve your highest level version of yourself. So thing number one for me that I started to shift, and I got to give credit where credit is due there, it is my dear friend, Craig Ballantyne. Craig Ballantyne wrote an amazing book called The Perfect Day Formula. And in The Perfect Day Formula, he talks about having a morning routine. And when you have a morning routine that is structured and sets you up to win the morning, by default, you end up winning the day. Now, you and I know this. If I win the day, I'm going to probably win the next day and the next day, and therefore I'm going to win that week. And if I can win that week, there's a high likelihood that I can win the month. And if I win the month, I can win the year. And if I stack those winning years on top of each other, a decade and a half goes by and I've become the man who I am today. I have 7 large companies that I run, one of them a 9-figure empire, Fit Body Bootcamp, an amazing fitness franchise with hundreds of locations across the US and Canada. And by the way, if you guys are interested, if you're like into fitness and you want to have a business that actually changes people's lives, transforms them, and helps out the community while you're making good money, consider maybe starting a Fit Body Bootcamp in your area. In the description box, if you're on YouTube, there'll be a link to Fit Body Bootcamp, or you just go to fitbodybootcamp.com or fbbcfranchise.com and you could apply to become a franchisee. But for me, I knew that my morning routine had to become structured, because the old version of me, alarm would go off like at 6:30, 7 o'clock. I'd hit the snooze button a few times. I'd then stay in bed and then scroll through my phone looking at social media. Then I check my emails. Of course, what are you seeing on social media? Everybody's highlight reel and how their life is better than yours. And now you're getting up kind of cranky and funky. I wouldn't drink any water until I showered and went downstairs, and it was typically coffee. And then later on, I would have water, unbeknownst to me that my body was dehydrating all night, right? When you're sleeping, you're not drinking water. When you're exhaling all night, you're literally losing water. And so your brain, being over 70% water, is working at a slower capacity. And so I'm here to tell you that if you can optimize your morning, like my mornings today are very different, and I would encourage you to adopt a morning routine that works. So I'm going to share mine with you. Now my alarm goes off at 5:30. I never hit the snooze button because I know if I hit the snooze button, I'm literally telling the universe that I choose, you know, 10 more minutes of mediocre sleep over getting up and dominating my path in life, right? So first thing, if you hit the snooze button, you're already stacking a L instead of a W. And I wanna have wins in my life and first thing in the morning and not losses. And so one, I wake up at 5:30, never hit the snooze button. Number two, I always have 30 ounces of water sitting on my nightstand that I brought upstairs with me. And so I chug along that water and hydrate my body and my brain. Then I go in the shower, right? Now, as I'm in the shower, I turn on Jack Johnson. Why? Because in life, for me, I just wake up angry and bitter. I'm just like predisposed to waking up angry and bitter. I've learned that when I have Jack Johnson serenading me and playing his music, I'm in a better headspace. So I don't scroll through social media. I jump out of bed, drink my 30 ounces of water, go to Spotify, turn on my Jack Johnson channel. And as Jack Johnson's playing his music, I'm in the shower doing my thing. I'm in the shower thinking of three people that I'm grateful for in my life. Three random people every single day that I'm grateful for in my life. People that have maybe impacted me, changed my life, give me a leg up, have shown me a path to success. And when I get out of the shower and towel off, I sit at the edge of my bed and I text all three of these people a gratitude text. So that simple little thing puts me in a state of gratitude. Jack Johnson just puts me in a state of being happy and blissful. 30 ounces of water hydrates my brain and body. Not hitting the snooze button gives me a W first thing in the morning. Now I'm already winning when I'm sitting on my couch with my coffee and my protein shake and another cup of water and attacking my GSD list, my get shit done list, right? And the optimized man has an optimized morning routine, and that's what it is for me. I attack my GSD list that I made the night before. It might be to, you know, write an email campaign. It might be to write a blog post. It might be to write a caption for a social media post. It might be to come up with ideas for the podcast, for the show that I'm doing here, right? It might be topics for my live event, Bedros Koulian Live. No one says you've got to do a fucking interpretive dance and journal and meditate and then do the sound bowls. Like these people that have these intricate morning routines that go into the late fucking afternoon, I don't know how they do it. That in itself is anxiety provoking. Have a morning routine where you show gratitude, you listen to music that rewires your brain, you don't do the animalistic stuff like hitting the snooze button, keeping yourself dehydrated, or scrolling aimlessly and mindlessly through social media, and then you work off a GSD list, get shit done list, where you feel productive. 9 a.m. comes, I'm driving to BK Strength, I'm going to get my workout in, I'm gonna fucking bring the thunder and get a workout and train my body. And so let's shift gears now and talk about that. Next thing to optimize, which is your training. Listen, if you're the type of person that works out in the evening, then that better be your second workout of the day, because I do work out in the evening as well, but that's my second workout of the day with my son, Andrew. Like if you want to prioritize fitness, if you want to prioritize your health, if you want to prioritize your well-being, you got to get your workout in before the day beats you up. Because it's too easy to make excuses when you're leaving the office, leaving the HQ, leaving your work, and half-assing a workout, or not even going to work out because you're too tired, you had a rough day, things didn't work out. Like that's stacking an L, right? So what does training look like? Let me tell you what my training looks like. And remember, I've been in the fitness space now for 25 years. I've been a personal trainer for many years. I've helped many thousands of people lose probably millions of pounds. And so I know a thing or two about this. And listen, in the fucking comments, if you're that asshole who leaves a comment on YouTube or wherever, like, whoa, you better watch out for overtraining, bro. What if you overtrain? Fuck you. First of all, a heartfelt fuck you to anyone who thinks that I'm gonna overtrain or that you're gonna overtrain or the people listening to this are gonna overtrain. Do you know how hard it is to overtrain, you fuck? It's people like you who tell people that overtraining is bad. Watch out, don't overtrain. You think America has a 70% obesity rate because motherfuckers are overtraining? The fuck is the matter with you? Crying out loud. So I go to the gym at 9 a.m. I turn on the music and I put my phone away because if I'm looking at the phone in between sets, I'm resting far too long. These days, I pick two exercises for every body part, right? So let's say I'm gonna do chest and back, right? I like doing chest and back together. I like doing biceps and triceps together. I like doing quads and hamstrings together. I'll do shoulders and arms sometimes together. So it'll be shoulders, biceps and triceps. together, but I like putting at least two body parts together. And here's why. I don't want to rest a lot, right? So I'm going to go from, let's say, dumbbell presses, four sets of dumbbell presses to pull-ups, right? So I might do four sets of dumbbell presses for 8 to 10 reps. And then I'm going to jump right to the pull-up bar and do 6 to 10 pull-ups and then take a 30-second break, which is just enough time to get water, and then go right there and pick up the dumbbells again. And I do that four sets back and forth, a superset, right? Then I'll pick a second exercise for chest and back, and then I'll do the same thing. Then I'll pick a third exercise for chest and back, and I'll do the same thing. Your training has to be a priority. I'm not saying you got to train twice a day, but I'm saying if you are training in the evenings, it better be your second workout. Otherwise, it's not a priority to you. If you're seeing yourself like I see myself as a high-performing athlete, a high-performing vehicle, then I want to run off the best possible fuel. I want to treat my body like I would treat a high-performing car. I want to maintain it the best I can. I want my muscles to be strong. I want them to be flexible. I want to be jacked. I want to walk into a room and get people's attention because I understand first impressions matter. I want to be a great role model to my son and daughter. I want to be a great role model at the age of 48 to the people who look up to me. Because if I'm a gelatinous little fuck, then odds are it bleeds into other areas of my life. And so there's zero compromise. I will not negotiate with my fitness. I will fight tooth and nail to constantly maintain a high level of fitness. And by the way, when you're working out and you're staying jacked, those same traits that you need to stay jacked are the same traits you need to make millions of dollars. So it's not a coincidence that I also make millions of dollars, right? Because you have to delay gratification. You have to be consistent when you work out if you want to get jacked. You have to be focused. You have to be disciplined. You have to do it even when you don't want to do it. And all of those traits translate to business. Do you know how many times, especially during 2020, during the COVID pandemic, I didn't want to come to HQ. I didn't want to work. I didn't want to have to message to our franchisees about what's happening in the world and why gyms and restaurants are under attack, right? But I did, because the same traits that I do to build my body in the gym are the same traits that I use to build my businesses. So you've got your morning routine, optimization number one. Optimization number two, you've got your training, your fitness training, right? Optimization number three, your nutrition, like the fuel you take in. I was the guy that used to emotionally eat. The Bedros 1.0 was the emotional eater. If I was stressed, I would emotionally eat, and I would eat things like high carbs, high fat, lots of sauces and creams. Like I remember several times at 9, 10 o'clock at night, still being stressed, opening up a bag of bagels and then taking that plastic Tupperware of Philadelphia cream cheese and literally breaking the bagel in half and dipping it into the Philadelphia cream cheese and eating 3, 4, 5 bagels standing there right in the kitchen in the buffet, on that buffet, right? Like that's a few thousands of calories of just like shit calories, not even like high protein calories that have a high chance of converting into muscle. So where nutrition is concerned, the 2.0 version of me understands that I have to feed my muscles for recovery, right? And nutrition isn't just about the food you eat. It's about the rest. It's about the hydration as well. Like you better be getting consistent sleep, at least 7 hours a night. And sleep at the same time, wake up at the same time. Like that is nutrition for your body and your brain, you know, right? But then you got to understand your macros. You have to understand how protein works in your body. Like when you work out in the gym and you break down, the reason you get sore is you break down your muscle fibers. You're tearing down your body in the gym. You have to eat enough protein to supply your body the amino acids to rebuild itself. You have to eat enough carbs to provide energy, but not to overflow into fat storage, because your carbohydrates, things like breads and pastas and sugars, and look, there's all types of carbs, right? There's actually fibrous carbs, sugary carbs, and complex carbs. You want complex carbs. You want fibrous carbs, but you don't want high sugar carbs. Because yes, while they all get stored in the muscle and the liver, when they overflow, the sugary carbs have a higher probability of converting into body fat, right? And so you have to see yourself as that athlete who is nourishing yourself. And if you know your macros, that I need X amount of protein. Like for me, I weigh 225 pounds. And so I eat approximately between 200 and 225 grams of protein a day. And so I share this with you because if you understand your macros, it's like, well, I don't know what my, YouTube it, learn it. Everything can be Googled. Like hydrate your body, drink your gallon of water a day. Like don't eat shit that inflames your body. Like things like gluten, things like dairy, these things inflame your body, right? And they don't just inflame your joints, they inflame your brain, they inflame your gut. And if you're having gut issues, you're not digesting well. Like don't take so much caffeine in where now you can't sleep at night. And you're like, oh, I don't know why I have anxiety. Well, you're taking in so much fucking caffeine, it's a bunch of energy, yet you're not expending that energy. So your body has to have a fucking anxiety attack and a panic attack to release that energy. You can't be shocked when you eat all this sugar and caffeine and then go, why do I feel anxious all the time? You're not using that energy, right? So in my case, I had a high protein diet, low carbs, high fat for me. I binge on carbs on a Saturday because leg day, I fucking destroy it in the gym. And I need all those carbs. Other than that, I'm good to go. Compound that with my training, with a gallon of water a day. And then I have two of these every morning. So every morning I have a wellness shot, right? The Truly Wellness shot. And I have the powdered greens. And I just mix it up in my shaker cup in the morning before I leave for the gym. And I have another one literally right here. That's what's in here right now. Trillium Wellness shot and greens. And the reason it's in here is because second part of the day around 2 o'clock, which is right about now, I have another one and it's going to help build my immune system. It's got turmeric, ginger, vitamin D, zinc. It's got paprika. It's got black pepper. And all of those are to slow down the absorption of the turmeric so that my body can get the most use out of it. It's got B vitamins in it. It's got magnesium, right? It's got potassium. It's got what I need in terms of electrolytes. And then all the greens. Like the reality is none of us eat enough greens throughout the day, but you can have organic greens in a packet like this. And by the way, if you guys want to try the Truly Wellness shots and the powdered greens, we've got a combo on Trulene.com. Just go to Trulene.com, use my name, Bedros. You'll get 50% off your first order for our Trulene Tribe subscription, right? You're gonna wanna be on the subscription anyway because you wanna make this part of your life. It cuts inflammation, builds up your immune system, and it helps optimize you in addition to everything else that we're talking about here, right? So now that we've got the morning routine out of the way, we've got training out of the way, we've got nutrition out of the way, we gotta talk about mindset. Like the optimized man must have a positive mental attitude, as my good friend Bobby Castro says, PMA, positive mental attitude, right? So credit to Bobby Castro. I think he came up with the term positive mental attitude, PMA. And I think it's a great term. If you are trying to do big things, if you're trying to inspire the world, you're trying to make a lot of money, you're trying to really influence people, you're trying to build a legacy and have some significance in life, do you think that you are going to do that while having a negative mindset, while getting negative information from negative toxic people in your life who are fucking crop dusters? No. So you got to unfollow anybody in your life, in person and online, who is negative. Because if all I'm seeing is gloom and doom on social media, on CNN, on Fox, the people around me are gossiping about gloom and doom, how am I going to do anything positive when all the input I'm taking mentally is negative, right? So you have to ruthlessly optimize your mindset. In addition to ruthlessly optimizing the people around you, like by eliminating or editing the people and the platforms around you that are negative, you have to also input positive information. So what are the books you need to read on business development, on self-development, on money making? What are the things you need to do to overcome your trauma? Go see a therapist. I told you guys, I've worked with Kevin, my therapist, for 15 months to help overcome the fact that I was molested as a kid by two older boys, but I was beat up and bullied by gang members when we moved to the United States. That trauma you carry with you, and it creates limiting beliefs in your mindset. how the fuck am I going to build these empires if I got these limiting beliefs from what happened to me as a kid? You're like, oh, I've dealt with that. I'm fine. No, you're not. It still has this little undertone of influence that slows you down, that limits you, that silently whispers in your brain, no, you can't. If you want to know where that inner critic voice comes from, a lot of it is from the negative input that you've gotten either through news media, social media, friends and family that are negative and gossipy and don't believe in you, or trauma, shit that's happened to you that you haven't processed through and fixed. Like, fuck, man, fix it. Work with a therapist, read a book, do ayahuasca, journal, fucking figure it out. But you can't walk around with a mental and emotional limp and think that you're somehow going to change the world and change your circumstances for yourself and your family. You're not. You're never going to be a fucking role model to no one when you're mentally and emotionally limping around. And I say this with love, bro. I say this because I give a shit about you. I say this because no one else is willing to tell you that unless you work through your shit and optimize your mindset and build the mental toughness, no one's willing to tell you that. That unless you do that, you're never going to break the glass ceiling. There's a glass ceiling that's limiting your growth, your happiness, your fulfillment. It's stopping you from reaching your purpose. And so you must optimize that mindset. And finally, if you want to become that 2.0 version of yourself, the fifth area that you want to optimize and become that optimized man is your money. Think about this. If you can optimize your money, if you can put yourself in a place where you're solving problems for people who are willing to pay for the solution, you're making good money. And the more complex problems you solve, the more money you make. And if you can create multiple income streams, that really helps optimize your money more, doesn't it? Now you can not only take care of yourself and your family, put yourself in a better position, gated community, a nice town, a better ride for you and the honey, better education for your kids. But now if mom and dad or family members get sick and you want to help them, support them, you want to donate to a cause or a charity, you can because your cup is overfloweth, motherfucker. And that's the position I want to put you in. Those of you out there that are like, well, you know, I'm just getting by. That's not enough. The optimized man cannot just get by. You have to make an obscene amount of money. You have to learn how money works. You have to learn how to deploy money so that that money goes out there and brings more money back in. You have to know how to solve problems for the masses in exchange for money. Like Operation Money Extraction should be your mission in exchange for value, right? In other words, we're not just trying to extract money from people and not give them value. We want to extract money, lots of it, from multiple income streams in exchange for value. Like for every dollar someone gives me, I make sure they get at least $10 back in value. That if they take action on my coaching, they open up that Fit Body Bootcamp location, you buy the Trulene supplements, you're gonna get sick less, you're gonna have less gut issues, you're gonna have better protein in your body, you're gonna be healthier, you're gonna have more energy, more focus, less fog, right? So I've got multiple income streams because I create solutions that people have problems to. If I can solve their complex problems, I can make an obscene amount of money. And the more people I can do that with by scaling it through people and processes, like a team and then systems, I can scale my income more. So you must be optimized in your morning routine, in your mindset, in your nutrition, in your training, and in your money. And if you become that optimized man, I promise you, you will live a better life. And guys, listen, I want you to go to Trulene.com right now, and I want you to try the wellness shot and the powdered greens. I take it twice a day, once in the morning, once in the afternoon, like I do right now in this cup, in the shaker cup. And I want you to use the code BEDROSE to get 50% off your first order of the bundle, the Trulene Tribe bundle. And when you do, you're going to love the product. If you don't love it, you don't like it, let us know. We'll give you your money back. Like, I will never keep money from people who didn't get the value from the product they bought from me. So with that said, optimize your life, become the 2.0, treat yourself like an athlete, treat yourself like a fucking supercar, treat yourself like a fighter jet that you are, not the crop duster that they want you to be. And because the highest level thing you can do is to be a role model and an example to humanity, from starting from your kids, to your community, to your country. And with that said, I want you to always remember this, that average is the enemy, that success is your responsibility, and change can take place in an instant if you are willing to flip the switch. I'll see you guys next time.
What's the difference between me and you? Back when Q was rolling with Lorenzo in a Benzo, I was banging with a gang of instrumentals.